former ITV West Country News anchor Alexis Bowater was stalked three times during her career in the media. She says she was left fearing for her life due to abusive emails about her and her unborn child. A recent study found one in five women and one in ten men will be victims of the crime. Alexis says it's important that everyone understands the damage it causes.
For far too long, this is a crime that's not been taken seriously enough. It has deep and often permanent psychological impacts on victims. In 76% of ex-partner murders, stalking is a prelude to that tragic event. Indeed, they call those murder in slow motion. And there's a reason why this crime is called psychological terrorism and psychological rape. It's very, very important for people to understand that stalking is not a rom-com gone wrong.
The law around stalking has changed. Previously it was dealt with under harassment laws but is now a specific offence. Police in Devon and Cornwall are receiving extra training and Detective Chief Inspector John Trott is concerned that the crime may still be underreported.
Some of the behaviours that amount to stalking actually in isolation might seem quite unremarkable. But in particular circumstances and with repetition, they take on a more sinister meaning. And so people might not report it because actually on the face of it, this particular incident doesn't seem that serious. But when you put them all together, then they clearly do take on that stalking type of situation.
Police also want to make the point that stalking can come in many different forms. It may not be in person and can involve texts, emails, messages on social media, unwanted gifts or letters. Officers say people should come forward if they're experiencing this sort of behaviour. They're also advised to keep a diary of any contact the person makes with them and to keep evidence of it. Police can be contacted on 101 or the National Stalking Helpline is on 0808 802 0300.